series should start.
No, obviously never happy when you lose one game to start it off, but let alone two. It's just not the way you want things to go when you're starting a series. But just gonna take a couple days off here to regroup and hopefully bounce back when we get to Bingo.
That positive though for you guys to get a couple of days before you have to lace them up again and maybe revisit some video and look at what you guys are doing.
Yeah, definitely. It always helps, especially when things aren't going your way. Just take some time to look at things and break things down a little bit. And hopefully, like I said, when we get to Bingo, hopefully things will turn around for us.
Obviously, not the time to panic, just time to regroup and everybody kind of stay positive and just pressure's on.
Yeah, definitely. That's huge for us, just staying positive. I mean, it's a 7-game series and we've only played 2 games so far, so there's a lot of hockey left to be played.
When you look at how these 2 games have gone here, one game is just an offensive fire show and the other one a shutout. It seems like you guys have risen to the occasion to a certain extent, but is there another gear that you need to turn on now as you head up to Binghamton?
Yeah, definitely. I think we didn't play our best game here tonight, and we just need to get some more offense going there in the offensive zone, just keep cycling down low and everything, and when we get our chances, we definitely need to put them in.
This is a really quick Binghamton team out there. They showed the ability to make some really nice plays out there today.
What do you see from them offensively as a defensive
team? All four of their lines are pretty offensively gifted, and they can all skate, pass the puck, and stick out on everything like that, so you just gotta, give a little bit of respect to the players, but not too much, to try and take away their time and space, so then you can't make those plays.
Thanks, Chris.